Roy and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Caitlin, I don't even know what is going on with you and your boyfriend, Brock. You're going to have to explain this to me because your email was a little confusing.
I've been dating my boyfriend, Brock, for 2 years, and I absolutely adore him. I love him. I think he's a wonderful person. But I had a conversation with his mother, and we're pretty close, and he said that his ex-girlfriend, Ruby, had moved back into town, and that they were starting to hang out together again. And I trust Brock. I really want to trust Brock, but there's just something about Ruby that, like, makes him
different.
So, yeah, and they're like kind of getting into these like really bad habits. Like they sort of like egged each other on in like the worst.
Isn't that always strange?
Way.
Like how someone's personality changes when they're near someone else. You know what I mean? Like you even find that with just friends. Like you may act one way with one group of friends versus the other.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So did you ask Brock? Like, hey, are you hanging out with your ex? And like, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, I did, and he said, "Oh, I saw her, but I'm not actually hanging out with her. Like she tried to come to see me, but like, no, I'm not hanging out with her. You know, like I'm not seeing her." But the other day, his mom called me and said that Ruby had come over to his house, like his mother and he lived together.
Okay, so. It says in your email, too, that you want me to get Brock's mom, Debbie, on the phone with you to do this War of the Roses. This is a strange scenario.
Never done that.
Why do you want Debbie to be on the War of the Roses? Did she?
Well, she's the one that gave her the heads up, so.
So, I mean, I talked to Debbie about doing War of the Roses, and she said that if if I reach out to you and you guys reach back out to me, like if you contacted me to do the War of the Roses, that I needed to get her on too, that she wanted to be on too.
Wow, she wants to catfish her son.
What do you guys think? Should we do it or should we just keep it standard?
I think we should do it because I kind of really think he's cheating now that mom wants to get involved.
All right, let's dial Debbie up, Roy.
Okay, calling Debbie's landline. How about that?
Hello.
Hey, Debbie. It's the Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We have Caitlin on the line, and she is about to do War of the Roses. She said that you wanted to be involved.
Hi. Yes. I am so glad you called. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, just to be clear, because I don't want this to go off the rails and become a huge circle of just nonsense. If Brock doesn't send the roses to Caitlin, are you going to defend Brock? I mean, is that what this is about?
No. I am so annoyed at him. He has such a great girl in Caitlin, and I absolutely want him to straighten up and just do the right thing and get back on track.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If he sends them to the other girl and Caitlin doesn't want to continue this relationship, this may backfire in your court.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys ready for a three-way War of the Roses?
Absolutely.
Debbie and Caitlin, it's important, since we have both of you on the phone, when we call, you got to see who he sends the flowers to and what he puts on the note. That's very important. Try not to get emotional and interrupt him, all right? We want to find out as much information as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, Roy, he's at work, it says on the email, so try his work cell.
Okay, I'm going to try right now.
I mean, hey, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock. My name is June. I'm actually calling from Flowers for You. You're just the person I wanted to speak to today.
Okay, how can we help you?
Well, I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends had tagged you in our post, and we are giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses. We randomly select a user to get those roses, and we selected your handle.
You know, I'm kind of working right now. Like, can I call you back another time or something? This isn't really good for me.
Well, it'll only take a moment if you know who you'd like to send them to. But if you do hang up, I have to move on to the next winner.
Yeah, and this doesn't cost me anything?
Nope, I don't need a credit card from you. There's no delivery fee. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Okay, whatever.
All right, who would you like to send these flowers to?
Could you send them to Ruby?
Okay, to Ruby. And then I also have a card here, Brock, to go with Ruby's flowers. What would you like to put on this romantic package?
I mean, you can just make something. I'm not really good with the mushy stuff. Like, just write whatever.
Well, what kind of a relationship is it?
You know, it's just, you know, just put love you. Just yeah, that's fine. Just okay. Put love you, Brock.
I knew it. I mean, I didn't want to know it. Brock.
Hello?
Hello? You like straight to my face. Like, just right in my face.
What the?
Brock.
Hello?
That's your girlfriend, Caitlin. You're on the MRL Morning Show, War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. And by the way, your mom's on the phone, too. She heard everything.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lauren Show.
Gotta take a break here. But the fun is just getting started on War of the Roses.
Mom gets involved, and you have to hear what happens. Now, if you go into work, you can always get the podcast, download the Kiss 95.1 app to listen to this later. But we'll be back in 3 minutes to hear what Mom has to say. Today is gone.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Well, Lauren, you picked a doozy, War of the Roses, for us to do.
Well, sorry. It looked interesting.
It did.
It is. That's for sure. It's three people, if you're just joining us here, and we're ready to get into part two. But a quick recap.
So it's involving Caitlin, Brock, and Brock's mom. Now, Brock just sent the flowers to his ex, Ruby. Caitlin and the mom, Debbie, heard all of that. So the confrontation's about to happen.
Debbie works into this because she told Caitlin, hey, do War of the Roses, and if you do it, get me on the phone too, and we'll both come down on him if he doesn't send them to you. So let's get into it. Here is more of the War of the Roses.
What the?
Brock.
Hello?
That's your girlfriend, Caitlin. You're on the MRL Morning Show, War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. And by the way, your mom's on the phone, too. She heard everything.
What?
Brock, what is the matter with you? I mean, I'm...
Mom, what are you doing on the phone right now?
I am so disappointed in my son. I mean, really, Brock.
Look, just stay out of my life, okay?
What am I supposed to do? My health is to stay out of your life? Am I just supposed to, like, walk away? It's just, like, 2 years. It's just dumped right down the drain.
I was talking to my mom.
Is that it? Is that what you want?
This is why I don't talk to you guys.
That sounds like what you want. That's what you're acting like, what you want. You get with this girl. You knew what she was like. You knew exactly what she was like. You told me what she did to you, and you went right back there.
Brock, that girl is no good for you. You know I have said that from the beginning. Caitlin's a beautiful girl. She really believes in you. I cannot believe what you're doing. I never liked that other girl, Ruby.
Yeah, well, good thing she's not seeing you.
Okay, Brock. Brock, what is it about Ruby that is bringing you back to her? I mean, it sounds to me like your mom and Caitlin both really care for you, and that from what we understand in the email, Ruby kind of took you to a dark place before she moved out of Charlotte the first time.
Look, man, this is, I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't know you people. I don't know anything, you know, it's like, there's just something with us.
Brock, listen to me. You had better start making this up with Caitlin. Okay. She really cares about you. And I don't know where you're going to find another girl that's as nice as her and that cares for you like she does. I mean, I am.
Well,
really
I don't, you know,
this.
At this point, I don't know if I can do this. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Brock, you better get it together and do something quick.
No, it's no. You know what? This has made this very, very clear. This has made this absolutely crystal clear to me.
You see? Now look at that. She doesn't watch you anymore. You completely screwed this up.
Yeah, I did. My bad. Sorry. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is...
Debbie, I had a feeling this was going to happen.
All right.
I am so disappointed. I can't believe it. Brock, when you get off work, you come straight to the house.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to go... I think I might go out tonight. But thanks.
It doesn't sound to me like Brock cares at all, ladies.
No.
I'm hanging up on him. Debbie, you really laid into your son, which isn't easy to do. But Caitlin, I think, is all finished with this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
Oh.
I loved the mom on the phone. Can we have every mom on War of the Roses?
Yeah, but typically mom would be on the other side.
Oh,
defending?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But you know what? There's a lot of relationships, and you guys can chime in on this. Where did you break up with someone, and then either you or the person you broke up with stayed close with your mom or their mom? Like, if you had a close relationship and you still do with your ex's parents, how does that work? 704-570-9595, because it sounds to me like these two might keep some sort of a friendship.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible. Like, I'm pretty sure even if I broke the law, my mom would hide me from the cops. Like, it's like my parents are all in.
Yeah.
I have an ex-boyfriend who my family stayed friends with, not necessarily my mom, but like extended family.
And how'd you feel?
It was definitely weird for a while because like my aunts would invite Dallas and I out and he would be there sometimes.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was awkward.
704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that. I love when Debbie says in that war that we just heard that clip, you better hurry up and start making it right. And Caitlin goes, no, it's wrong. She goes, see, it's wrong. Such a mom. But hey, hats off to Debbie for trying to get her boy right.
Yeah. Well, she knows what's best for her son, and he's going back to the bad one.
And by the way, a lot of people are tweeting, did he work for a heating and air place? He did, and he was at a customer's house. So this goes on. We have to edit it for airing purposes. You know, just like TV shows, reality shows, there's a ton of stuff that has to be cut out, unfortunately.
Sure.
And at some point, the customer comes up and starts talking to him.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It's tough.
This is Katie in Denver. Katie, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to say about War of the Roses?
Well, I was just calling. I still have a very close relationship with my ex's parents. He was a cheater and a drug user, and his parents totally have my back. They're disgusted with his actions.
And that's what Debbie almost sounds exactly like Debbie. And Ruby, the ex, was no good for him, she said, you know?
I know that y'all think that the parents might defend their child, but when it comes to a relationship and finding out your child is cheating on their significant other, I mean, I think that parents would really have their significant other's back over their child cheating.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would think so, unless they don't like their significant other, which I've been in many relationships that mom, you know, doesn't think that anyone's good enough for her,
right,
for their son, so...
We got more people on hold. Let's take more phone calls.
704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL Morning Show. Taking your phone calls in 5 minutes.